It's the River Raiders, 11:52 TWG with Potsy and Leighton this morning. Leighton, did you know that this coming Saturday is World Menopause Day this Saturday?
No, it's probably something that I let slip through to the keeper.
A day that's recognised by the International Menopause Society. Now, obviously, Leighton and I are not going to sit here and pretend that we know a lot, if at all anything, about menopause, so we better talk to an expert.
I think so. That's a good idea. Let's talk to Dr. Sonia Davison, who just seems to know everything there is to know about menopause. Morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well, and you too will soon know everything you need to know about menopause as well. How about that?
Excellent. Good.
It wouldn't be uncommon for blokes to know nothing about menopause.
That's a good statement, and do you know what? It's also something women don't focus on as well until they sort of get there, and then they sort of think, oh, well, hang on, better know about this. So really, it's just the end of a woman's reproductive phase of life, and it's on average happens about 50 years in Australian women, but in certain circumstances it can happen at a different time. And it's not only that end of the reproductive stage of life, but women often get terrible symptoms. And the common symptoms are things like flushes and sweats. And really, that people think, well, what do you go on about that? You're just getting a bit hot. But some women's lives can get terribly disrupted by these flushes and sweats. Some get terrible sleep disturbance. Some get terrible mood disturbance as well. This can actually bring about a depression in some women. Some women can present with terrible joint aches and pains, and that can seem like a florid arthritis. And some women just don't feel like their normal selves again. So this can be terribly confronting for some women, and some women will just sail through it. But the other important thing is that after menopause, women can live a third to the half of their lives, and there are some health consequences after menopause that women should be aware of.
Well, first things first, how long does menopause last?
Well, that's how long is a piece of string? So 20% of women have no symptoms, 20% have severe symptoms, and 20% can have symptoms that last for more than 5 years. So that's a lot of time for some women. And some women will present to me and they're still 70 years old, having terrible sweats and flushes, not being able to sleep, having terrible mood, and just not functioning and not coping. So that's the message here, that some women can have a really dreadful experience.
Hormone replacement therapy, HRT, what does that do?
So that's really just giving... So what happens at menopause is your ovaries stop having follicles which make eggs, and those eggs make estrogen. So effectively, you've gone through your adult life making estrogen, and after menopause, you just don't make much estrogen at all, and that's what brings the symptoms on. So hormone replacement therapy is usually a combination of an estrogen, and women need a progesterone too if they still have their womb, and that just protects the womb lining. So it's any combination of those medications.
Do you have to take it?
You do not have to take it. It's all individual. So if a typical woman comes around 50 years of age or in her late 40s and says, I have hot flushes and sweats, I'm not sleeping, my mood's terrible, I've got joint aches and pains, I can't cope or function or any of the above, then you'll say, well, this is menopause, these are your options. One of those options is HRT. And for women around the time of menopause, if they don't have other serious problems, such as having had a heart attack before or breast cancer or whatever, the safety of HRT far outweighs any minor risk.
TWG, we're talking with Dr. Sonia Davison this morning as a lead-up to World Menopause Day, which is coming up on Saturday.
Does it bring on a reduction in calcium being produced in the body?
Estrogen being very low is associated with lowering of bone mineral density. And so postmenopausal women are at risk of osteoporosis and bone thinning, and they are also at risk of heart disease. So these are the long-term health issues after menopause that around the time of menopause we want women to get starting to think about, because as we live our life until we're a lot older, we want to have a good brain, so brain function protection is important. We want to have our heart working throughout the rest of our life, and we also want to have a good skeleton to support our body. So these are all postmenopausal health issues that we need to look at around menopause, and we can do some preventative strategies around menopause.
So mind, heart and skeleton, how do we address those issues?
So So one of the things that is good about menopause is that women typically do have symptoms, and that will bring them to their doctors. And then doctors can do a general screening thing, like take their blood pressure, do their cholesterol. So it brings them to medical care. It will also remind doctors to prompt women about their mammogram and pap smears, and so general health things. So then a good GP or a good women's health doctor will talk to women. They'll say, you're menopausal now, you are at risk of bone decline. Let's do a bit of a bone health check. So these things can be done. Heart health check is general things like doing cholesterols, blood glucoses, looking at weight, measuring blood pressure. So there are various preventative strategies that we want to start looking at around menopause, but even before that. And other good health messages such as regular weight-bearing exercise for the bones and not smoking, not having alcohol excess. So general health messages will really help around the time of menopause as well.
I guess, Doctor, this is an opportunity to be proactive, draw a line in the sand and say, righto, it's time to reassess my health at this stage and plan for later life.
I say it's a sliding doors experience. Yep. You can go through the good door and have a healthy rest of your life, and you can go through the not-so-good door. You might enjoy yourself, but you might not live a long and happy life, and things might happen along the way that you might really regret later. It's the regret later that I see that women say, I didn't do this around the time of menopause and I could have changed things.
And in your experience, have you found that this is something that women talk to their husband, partner about, or is it something that they keep to themselves?
No, more and more they do. We're not giving men enough credit. They're good guys, they support us, and they need to, because menopause is very hard for women to manage. They're often the linchpin of the family. They're organising a home. They're supporting ageing parents. They're often supporting children at school and whatever. And really, they've got it all together, but their wheels can fall off a bit around this time. So men are very important. And I'll often have men coming to the appointment with their brides or their wives. And that's a really wonderful thing, because you can... They need to know about this, and they need to know that some women are just really suffering.
Just a question out of left field: do men get menopause? Because yes. if we've got to stop drinking,
well, it would be good to have a menopause, because then you might get to the doctor and look at all these things. It's the symptoms that bring someone in. That's what you want: a health moment that you can grab them and say, "Well, hang on," and educate. Men do not. It's controversial. Men lose about a 1%. Amount of testosterone over their adult life, so that's really not equivalent to menopause. They certainly can have other health issues and other hormonal issues, but not a menopause.
And doctor, I guess the message here is strike up a really good relationship, partnership with your GP.
Absolutely. And if your GP just doesn't get it, which some of them don't, get a GP who does. And you can, for example, look on the Australasian Menopause Society website. They have a find a doctor bit. So if you think my GP just doesn't get it around menopause, they're good for other stuff, but I want someone to talk to me about this, look at that website, find a doctor who knows menopause and knows women's health. The other thing is the Jean Hales Foundation for Women's Health. That has a lot of information about menopause. So just getting some good information and advice. And often women will sort of prompt their doctor and say, well, I've read this, and what do you think about that? And they'll say, well, it's not my specialty area, but go and see this person. And that's the key to a good health outcome.
Well, you promised us at the start that we would end the conversation knowing much, much more about menopause,
and we do.
Oh, good. Brilliant. I'm proud of you both.
We thank you for that this morning.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
As a lead up to World Menopause Day on Saturday, that was Dr. Sonia Davison.